Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lunch with Leah, episode 330.
Hi, everybody. This is episode 330. That means season 3, episode 30. Do you know how many damn times I've done this to entertain you? You better appreciate it, and you better share, and you better comment, and you better laugh at my jokes.
Well, we're getting close to 100 episodes.
Okay. Well, so what all's going on? Well, at my house, everything. RJ's graduating, so I've got to get planned for that. They send this whole thing out from the school, those of you that have been through a high school graduation for your kid, which I never have. And when I graduated, I don't think they said anything. I think you just show up and get your certificate, and but that's it. They said this whole thing. If I did everything on this list, I'd be doing nothing but that graduation for the next month. But he's going to have the graduation. Then I'm going to have a luncheon at my house for him and a few of his friends. Before that is his birthday. So now I have to plan his birthday. So he's easy about his birthday. He doesn't really care. He's like Roy and I, it's another birthday. So he's going to get his two or three or four or five friends. They're going to go play airsoft. So I go, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come to the house, and you guys can eat lunch, have cake, and then you can go play airsoft. So that's knocked out. Got that one done. Then he's got his piano recital every day, hammering. Did you practice? Did you practice? Did you practice? Did you practice? And he won't practice because he's just spoiled rotten. And the bottom line. But anyway, he always performs very well, takes a bow, sometimes wears a hat. I think he thinks he's damn royalty. I'm not kidding you. So then we got the recital to prepare for. Got to go sit through that recital, which I love hearing all those kids, but there's so much going on. I'm just sitting there under the table on my lap, on my iPhone going, putting out another fire. And then we have to prepare for the whole college thing and how that's going to be and when he's going to get in the dorm and he's got to set up the dorm, he's got to pack, and when he's got to be there and the orientation. So it's like Roy Jr. is dominating everything right now, which is fine, but it's a lot all crammed into one. I'm like, did you have to be born in April, and did they have to have the recital in May? And couldn't school start another day? Anyway, he's so excited about that. But the good news is Roy finished his trial. They got a split verdict. They got some convictions and other not convictions. So that was a huge victory because they were expecting that it could be very likely. You know, only 3% of defendants win federal cases. So the fact that the guy wasn't convicted on everything is a huge victory. It'll reduce the amount of time he goes to jail, and it'll reduce the amount of money that the government can seize, which will be beneficial to the family. So that's kind of off the table. Now they've just got to go fight the sentencing and what the government's going to grab in terms of money, which is another whole hoopla, but it's nothing like an intense trial every day. So that's got off the block. Oh, my God. Then we did the CBD special with Jeff Lewis Live. If you haven't used your Jeff Lewis Live code, it's still on. We're out of CBD, however, the eye cream. It'll be back in stock, and we'll start shipping it around the 22nd. But you can go ahead and email us at hello@leahblack.com. You'll be at the very top of the list because we have a wait list for it already. The testimonials on the eye cream are beyond. I've never seen anything like it.
You're getting a lot of positive comments on social media.
I accidentally printed this one. I don't know why, because I accidentally printed it. So since I printed it, instead of throwing it out, I said, I'll read it to you. I ordered the eye cream on a separate order a couple of weeks ago. I love it so much that I ordered more. This is why we're out. Because there are people that ordered two and three more. Why are they ordering two and three more?
They're using it everywhere, I hear.
I don't know if it's they're using it everywhere, giving it to their friends, stacking up in case they can't get it. I don't know, but they're ordering like a few people have ordered one and then right away ordered three or four more. That's a lot of eye cream. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited to try the exfoliant. That's the one Jeff raves about. And would want the full face cream as soon because I'm using the eye cream on my neck and chest, and it's working wonders. I had bad sun damaged skin and tired eyes, and it's working to help. Also, I love Leah on Jeff Lewis. Well, of course you do. And they're hilarious together, and I always thought she was the best. Oh, you have exquisite taste. Thank you so much. The most intelligent and philanthropic, by far away, the best mom on the Housewives of Miami. Well, that, the low competition, but thank you. Thank you. Let's see. We may need to consider... Oh, her on Housewives of Beverly Hills with Vanderpump's leaving. Vanderpump's not leaving. What do you think? I mean, I don't think she's leaving. They wouldn't put me there anyway, by the way. I don't have a crown. My crown's not heavy enough. Anyway, the products are amazing. That is from a lady named Katie from, she doesn't give her address, Katy Lab. But thank you so much. That, I'm telling you, we're getting hundreds of testimonials. If you go to hello at leahblack.com, leahblack.com or on any of our Facebook places, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and give us the testimonies. We're keeping a book of them so we can go back and thank you guys forever the rest of our life.
And also, just want to mention, because there are a lot of comments on social media about when we do get the cream back in,
yep,
they can still apply the Jeff Lewis code once we do have the order back in. Correct?
We're going to extend the code because we ran out of product. And by the way, to make it up for you, we have never put the Sudden Youth Kit ever on discount, ever. But we've had a lot of requests about it. So we're going to put 50 up at discount, at a deep discount, only if you use the Jeff Lewis Live code.
Podcast code. Yeah,
PODCAST, podcast code. And we're doing that to make up for the fact that so many people are waiting on the CBD eye cream, but I'm not going to probably ever be able to do this again because that is our staple product. That's our number one product. The people that distribute it throughout the world are not going to be happy if they think we're discounting it, but it's just a one-time thing to make up for being out of the CBD eye cream. By the way, do you notice this eye is smoother, James, than this eye? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can tell. Can you see? This has got a little bit of fluid in it. This one doesn't. One of the properties of that CBD is it helps to unclog and get rid of some of the fluid. I've been using it on one half of my face for like a month, you know, to compare. Yeah. And I mean, I can see a difference between my right eye and my left eye, a significant difference.
You can see it.
Can you see it?
Yeah, for sure.
I've been doing it just to test, because I like to test it for myself.
It's
plumper. It's got like a little pup under the left eye, and it doesn't have one on the right eye. So now today I decided my month is up. I'm going to start doing the left eye, because now the left eye is looking really puffy before they matched.
Just to clarify, so the Sudden Youth Kit, that's normally $125. If you use the promo code podcast when you check out at leahblack.com, the first 50 kits that we sell today, you will get it for $75.
It's only going to be the first 50.
Only the first 50.
By the way, we're getting low on that too. Product is flying out the door lately. I'm planning my summer trip to Los Angeles. I'm hopefully going to be there beginning the end of May. Hopefully I'll be back on Jeff's show a couple of times. I don't know. Maybe he won't have me. Maybe he will. Depends if he likes me or not that day. We're fighting or getting along. I love him so much. And so that's what I'll be doing. And then I'm going to be doing some filming and stuff there, so that should be fun.
Deb Smith says that she has heard Flipping Out is coming back. I don't know if that was that mistake on the Facebook page they did the other day.
To my knowledge, it's not, and I think I have the knowledge. But listen, I'm always the last to know.
Yeah.
It could be. It's like the Housewives of Miami. I'll talk about that in a minute. But as far as I know, and I'm pretty much do know on this one, it's not as of right now coming back. And I won't tell you what has been said about it behind the scenes, but I will tell you as far as I know, and I think I am in the know on this one, it's not coming back, and that's unfortunate anyway. But sometimes things run their course. 11 years is a long time to have a hit show on television. I mean, Friends didn't even last 11 years, did it?
10 years.
And what was the other one? Seinfeld, that didn't last 10 years. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah, for sure. Tracy Jenkins-Limpy asked about if they could order the products right now, how long would it take to get them?
We will. Anything except the eye cream will ship in the next day. Let me tell you, we always ship the next day. That day, the next day, or the following day. Only because the eye cream did we get a little bit behind on the shipping, but they're all out the door now. But if you order anything that doesn't include the eye cream, it'll be shipped right away. If it includes the eye cream, then it'll be shipped on the 21st, 22nd. But go ahead and put your orders in. Meanwhile, What? No, you can't purchase the eye cream right now till the 21st or 22nd. Okay, so by the way, I am fed up with these phone chargers for the iPhone. Am I the only one that spends $21 on these iPhone chargers and they last a few months and then they don't work anymore? Am I the only one? This happens to me all the time. Last night, I spent 20 minutes trying to get my iPhone charger by the bed to work and it won't work.
You're not supposed to wind them up.
I don't wind it up. That one is not wound up. And it's so annoying. It just infuriates me because I guess if you saved your receipt and wanted to go back to the store and stand in the customer service line, maybe they might do something about it. But who has the time to do that to save $21? It's just infuriating. And so I'm on a rant now about customer service. The other thing I'm going to rant about customer service is that damn Patek Philippe watch that they've had for almost 2 years out of 2.5 years. It still hasn't come back that I've spent $6,000 getting repaired for Roy when they're the ones that screwed it up when we sent it in for a cleaning. I'm still furious about that. And then the other one is when I went into Oscar de la Renta and they didn't wait on me after I was there for 10 minutes dripping in jewelry. And I'm going to tweet about that. I just haven't had time. And my Wi-Fi was down last night, and I was thinking about tweeting about it. And I was like, all my things I want to tweet about, I can't tweet about right now. So I just literally had anxiety because I couldn't rant. Anyway, so that's that.
You're getting a lot of comments. People are agreeing. Juliet Sun Design says, phone chargers, I agree, I agree, I agree. Donna Dorenzo says, I love the eye cream. Even my daughter loves it. Stephen Living says, cheers from New York. Emily Moore says, that was Bravo's best show.
Which one? Flipping Out?
Probably. I think that's the one we were just talking about. Yes.
It was
or
a good
either
show.
One.
Or either one.
Miami was a good one, too, I think.
Oh, that's debatable of opinions. Cross-section of opinions on that one.
And the people were asking what the website. The website is leahblack.com. And it's for the CBD eye cream, which is currently out of stock.
You can order that beginning the 21st, or you can email us at hello@leahblack.com. We'll set one aside for you, but you can order everything else right now. And with the Jeff Lewis Live, you still get your discounts on the other products that we've mentioned,
a couple
of them. And we've got your discount on the podcast promo code for the Sudden Youth Kit. Mm-hmm. I was going to tell you something else. I just lost my
thank
train
you, Rachel off. Glitch, for sharing
you.
The link on our
on
our feed.
Thank you. So, in royal
it's Raquel Glitch.
In royal news, you know, I am the curator of all news. You don't need to listen to any news. You just need to tune in to me. The curator of all news and says that would be me. And the royal marriage, Prince William's lawyer tries to suppress rumors of an affair. If I find out that that little twerp is having an affair, I swear, I don't know, I'm going to have to go over I'm going to have to go to the palace. I'm just going to have an intervention. If he turns out to be like his loser dad having that affair on Princess Diana, I'm going to be livid. Now, they're denying it, but here's what the article says. According to In Touch magazine, publishes allegations that Prince William's having an affair. His lawyers are sending letters to the UK media threatening legal action. After hearing the rumors, Kate immediately confronted William, who laughed it off and said there was nothing to it. In Touch claims that despite William's denials, Kate ordered William to stop socializing with the Colombes, whatever their name is. So I guess they're some royal, not royal, they're probably like that upper crust thing, and they probably hang out at the palace and this and that. So she's cut that off. Well, good for her. She sees her friendship with them in a completely different light now, and that her trust in William is wavered. Oh, my gosh. Well, In Touch says there's no question that the couple is absolutely not splitting, but the scandal has rocked the palace and rocked their marriage. Kensington Palace would not comment on the record to the Daily Beast about the story, but the story, other than to say that the story was totally wrong and false. The publication of the rumors In Touch will doubtless be a matter of grave concern behind palace walls. Oh, the problems of the queen.
Silvery Daughtery says if the queen doesn't say it, don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't really think there's anything to it. Maybe you flirted or something, but it's just interesting that the tabloids are having a field day with it. At least one British publication has been served with legal warnings The lawyers are saying that it's damaging and the publication is a false speculation in respect to the client's privacy and cited European law, and they're going to take action about it. I hope it's not true. I hope they take action, and I hope that the liars that make it up and spread the gossip get in trouble. Now, and we've gone from royalty news to celebrity news. Soon we'll be going down to housewife news. You see how the tier is here?
Is that a crossover from, is that the Oprah story with the royal family?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this morning they announced that that Prince Harry and Meghan and Oprah will be partnering for new shows on that Apple TV, and they're going to do things on mental health and well-being and things like that.
So really good for them. Yeah. I don't ever talk about Oprah because I don't like her since that whole thing with her hairdresser. So I don't promote her at all.
I didn't know about that.
Ask about her hairdresser. Felicity Huffman... apparently, her and 33 other parents, 10 were charged last week in court documents. They're losing their jobs, their contracts, their reputations, and the prosecutors want prison time for Felicity Huffman and other parents that pled guilty to college admission scams. 13 wealthy parents, including her, are pleading guilty and are apparently supposedly going to get between 12 and 18 months of jail time. Now, I don't know if that's going to actually go through. And I know in California, they're a little bit liberal on letting people out early because the jails are overcrowded, and especially celebrities. Remember, they let Paris Hilton out early, and they let others out early. But Lori Loughlin arrived at the federal court in Boston to face charges also. Apparently, Singer helped Wealthy, this is the guy behind it, the Ringtail leader, helped the wealthy parents cheat on standardized tests for their children and bribe coaches to falsely designate the criminal complaint, says blah, 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 about the SAT test. They were cheating on the SAT test, and they were paying off coaches. Then they arranged for Huffman's daughter to take the test at a local controlled administrator who had been bribed by Singer and the brains of the operation, Singer. And what happened is they would go to these control places to take the test based on a letter they got from a psychiatrist saying that their kid had ADD or something, and they needed a longer period of time to take the test. So then after they took the test, instead of sending the test right in, they had someone doctor the test a little bit. Now, listen to this one. I can't believe this one. Huffman's daughter received a score of 1420 out of 1600 on the SAT, about 400 points over the preliminary SAT exam that she took a year earlier. You would have to be a genius to increase your SAT score from 1,020 to 1,420 in 1 year. I mean, these kids go and study days, weeks, and months to increase it 30 and 40 points. And so apparently they have tape recordings of her. And they're talking about, you know, the whole thing. The whole thing is on tape recorders. So they're gonna hammer her. Now, she pled guilty. She only paid $15,000. The other family paid $500,000. And the other 31 families paid a huge amount. She faces up to, if they wanted to go tough on them, they could get 20 years because they put money in through a charity and took a tax deduction. So that's money laundering, fraud, and income tax repercussions are where the jail times coming, not from bribing the student, the coaches, and cheating on the test. I can't even believe it. And then they're saying they'll get probably 12 months of supervised release, but there won't be any other charges. Her comment, "I'm ashamed of the pain that I have caused. I am full acceptance of my guilt with deep regret and shame over what I've done. I accept full responsibility. I'm ashamed of the pain that I've caused my daughter, my family, my friends, my colleagues, the educational community. I want to apologize, especially I want to apologize to students who work very hard every day to get into college and to their parents that make tremendous sacrifices to support their children and do so honestly." She has a very good publicist that wrote a very good apology, but she probably meant every word of it. I'm not sliding her. I actually like her. So then another couple pled guilty, Bruce Dawina, whatever. And they said they pled guilty conspiracy to commit mail fraud, honest services mail fraud, and money laundering, and IRS deduction for the bribe. Oh, my God. And then the tennis coach, he's in big trouble too. So this is going to get more and worse before it gets better. Can you believe all this? I mean, you can't believe it. And I'm looking at these kids struggling to get into college that don't have any money. So I tweeted that all these people with all this money that cheated to get their kids in should put a huge fund together, and then it should be available for kids that deserve to go to college that can't afford it.
Yes.
And this bitch tweets back to me, they deserve jail time. What are you talking about? So I tweeted back to her, I never said anything about any other punishment. I simply said they should put money together in order to help kids that can't afford college go to college. I never commented on any other of what their consequences should be. So then Tom Arnold chimes in, and I had a whole Twitter war going till my Wi-Fi went down.
Well, most of the people are agreeing with you. Judy Goldfarb says, just think of the ones that couldn't go but should have been able to go. Yes.
All these parents have so much money. This one guy who's a fashion designer who gave up $500,000 for each kid or whatever. These people should put millions and millions and millions of dollars into a fund for education. They should put a little committee together of educators, not a bunch of their friends, that decide who gets to qualify. And anyone that doesn't have money that deserves to go to college should be able to dip into that fund. And then if they have other consequences, they have other consequences. I'm not the judge, jury, and sentencing guideline person or the board of prisons. I'm simply came up with an idea, whoever that bitch is that attacked me on Twitter. People are just fucking crazy. I mean, I just have an idea, and she's just attacking me like I said they shouldn't get jail, and I this and that, and the other. I didn't say anything. She made all that up in her head. Yeah. She probably voted for Trump, too. Yeah. You know, people that make shit up in their head, those are the Trump voters. Yeah. Okay, she's questions.
She's one of the social trolls, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, one of my trolls.
Trolls.
Every time I go on Jeff, there's like
Jeff's
10 people.
Page. It's unbelievable.
There's like 10 people that immediately start attacking me, and then everyone else says nice things. And they what they want to do is they want to load up the feed with negative shit. So after the first 10, you go to the real people. It's the same trolls every single time. I've got this little troll base. I know who started it and where it came from, too. I know fingerprints are all over it.
The last time you were on there, a lot of people came to your defense. And you were getting, you know,
yeah, they
were battling it out.
But the thing is, they want to get on there first to like get the Twitter feed, like the first 10 comments negative. And Jeff and I just laugh our ass off. We're like, oh my God, we're so popular.
You clapped
we push
back
everybody's
this time,
buttons.
That was funny.
Well, you know why? Because
I
didn't
of people
have any,
loved it, though. Okay.
I didn't have anything else to do. I was sitting home. RJ's friends were there. They were out doing something. Roy wasn't there. And I was like, I'm going to go through. I had so much fun going through when they were making the nastiest comments. And I laughed so hard because if I could push your button enough for you to go to the trouble to go on Instagram and say something nasty about me, I've done my job. It's like Rush says, do anything, just don't be boring.
That's right.
Oh my God. So questions, ask me anything from Instagram. What?
That was your quote this week.
Oh, it was? Oh.
I'd rather be abnormally normal than boring.
Oh, okay. You see, I have all my quotes. We're going to have to put a quote book together. What advice do you have for a mom trying to start her own business but keeps running into roadblocks with manufacturers? Ugh, honey, I get it. I run into roadblocks with them every day. I will tell you this. I've learned I only will deal with the ones that get right back with me and that are easy and appreciate my business. If you give me a hard time, don't get back with me. If I have to wait 2 days for an answer, I move on down the road. And you just have to be persistent. You will find the right ones if you dig enough. And I think the smaller ones are usually more apt to work with you because they want the business. What vitamins do I take? What do you wash your face? Okay. I use the Lea Black facial wash twice. In the morning, it takes about a minute. At night, it takes about a minute and a half to 2 minutes because you have to get all the makeup off and clean out all your pores really good. I use a white washcloth, and until the washcloth is white and completely clean, I don't stop washing my face and get all the grime off. And by the way, we'll have the wash in soon. And the vitamins, I take vitamin D, I take DHEA, and I take, basically, that's pretty much it. I take, believe it or not, a CBD, a little, two or three drops of that under my tongue every day that I buy from an amazing manufacturer. It's, like, really great. Tyler Crawford, did I trademark my brands? Absolutely. You have to trademark your brands, and you have to get all the .coms. Tell me something behind the scenes I would not know about reality TV, Tom to Eden. You really don't have any control. The producers just do what they want to do, and you can give your input, and they think you're difficult, so you may as well just go be yourself and chalk it up to they're not going to listen, they don't care. Dr. Pletcher, you mentioned Wendy Williams on your show. What do I really think about her? I think that she's confused. I think that she's weak. She lets her husband have a girlfriend with a baby living right down the street that presumably she's supporting. She seems to be the breadwinner. I think it's sad that she got on drugs, and I think her health problems are sad, but, you know, I can't say that I have a huge amount of respect for somebody just because they admit they were on drugs and get help when they're complicit with her husband having a 10-year affair and a girlfriend with a kid. I don't know. I think she's fucked up. CJC, what's my favorite piece of jewelry? Oh, my God, CJ, my next one. I love them all so much. If I had to pick one, it'd be like picking amongst my children. Oh, I just don't know. Might be one diamond that I have that I love so much. I'm getting anxiety trying to decide. Stacy, do you know anyone that sold a story to a tabloid? I know a little busybody in Miami that runs around and tries to get the tabloids stories all the time so she can look good in the tabloids if anything ever comes up. But she has no credibility. And I do know, I don't know that they sell stories. I'm not sure they get paid. I think what they do, maybe people on the street and waiters and people like that, they get a little tip from a celebrity. They may get $50 or $100. Who knows? They may get paid for that. Because I've heard people in the industry say they'll pay $100 or $200 or whatever for a little tip of, let's say, Johnny Depp's in a restaurant. He's having lunch and the girlfriend pours her water on him or whatever. Maybe they'll get a tip. But the people that are malicious and they're dangerous are the ones that, in order to make sure any press about them is good, they always go out and spread press about anything else they can get, and they embellish it so that they can get in good with all the press people, so they kind of owe them. It's a tit for tat, quid pro quo. You give me the dirt and I'll make you look good. Those are the ridiculous ones, and there's definitely a busybody one there in Miami about that. Is there a business idea you passed on later and wish you hadn't? I'd have to think about that. Did you want to say something, James? Oh, I'd have to think on that one. I don't know. I don't really kind of look back like that. I'd have to think on that. Linda's, that was Linda. Ollie Boutique. Oh, thank you, Ollie. Just me, you know, what's the best home-based business to start? Oh, my God, I don't know the answer. Do you know the answer to that?
I know which one's not to start.
Yeah, right. We give you a list. We got a list of do nots.
Just go to college and get a master's degree.
I don't know. I will tell you, those women that started those home-baked cookies and those home-baked bundt cakes and those home-baked jellies, they seem to do really well. Yeah. If it takes off in a grocery store, then they go hook up with some food manufacturer. It seems to do really well. But I don't know. I wouldn't want to advise you about that. Who was using Santorina on the Housewives of Miami? Ah, a woman whose name's not even worth mentioning, but the one that looked a little strange, that one. Let's see.
Well, that narrowed it down to four.
The desperate one that was a friend one season.
Well, and was trying, it down to two.
She was trying really hard to get back on the show because she was a friend, and so she had to go to resort to everything. Let's see. Well, I could say another one, but it would one that had a fake wedding, but that would narrow it down to
two. Narrows it down to two, too.
Is the Housewives of Miami coming back? We need to know. Well, I say the fat lady sang, and I think you leave them wanting for more. But I have had 100 people ask me this week alone. And if you notice, somebody sent me an article where all the girls commented, and they were like, maybe, well, not sure, you never know, like feeding the story that it's coming back. And I'm just like saying what I said 5 years ago. It's probably not coming back. If it comes back, good for them, it comes back. Oh, but I can't keep feeding a fake story for 5 years. It's embarrassing. Are you flipping homes with Jeff Lewis? Not yet, but I might. Just one, Carol. Tanisha said, if Andy offered you your own show, would you do it? Well, it would depend on what it was. It has to be real for me. I can't be pretending. I'm just not a pretender. D Hicks, I purchased the hemp CBD eye cream. I was wondering how long before the results start showing. Usually pretty close. I mean, we've been getting people to say right away.
Even in the feed right now, we just had Angie Elliott Rooney says, Leah received the CBD eye cream. I love it.
Yeah. Yay. By the way, if you just use it around your eyes, sparingly, it'll last 4 months. The way these women are using it, they're using it from their head to their neck to their chest to their hands. Listen, I'm going to start doing that, too, if we get more in, because I'm rationing mine right now.
Yeah, the pump, too, I think is good for, like, both eyes. One squirt, really, you get enough just for both
sides. It doesn't take a lot, but these women are lavishing themselves in it. So the New York Times.
I'm waiting for a photo of someone in a full bathtub soaking in it. They've squeezed out all
the snow, maybe in a bikini.
Maybe in the snow in a bikini.
Can the Birkenbag survive the resale market? The New York Times wrote a big article. You're not going to believe this. This one company, Privé Porté in Miami, is rotating a lineup of 80 of the Nubus Hermes bags in pristine condition. They sold more than $60 million of bags in the last 5 years.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I had no idea. Yep. I think them selling them on the secondary market, I was thinking about it. Is it driving the price up or down? Well, it's driving the demand. It's driving the price up. Because they're getting a higher than retail, which is also driving the price in the stores up. So that's not a good thing. Plus, it's diluting the demand. So I don't like the fact that they're selling them on the secondary market like that.
Right.
I mean, it's become a commodity. It's like a diamond. If you got a GI certificate to go with it, you know what you can get for it.
I know. And a lot of these artists, like I follow a few on Instagram, they actually take the bags. And I think there's one in particular that partners with that company.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually, like Alec Monopoly is one of them. He does his like graffiti art all over the bags.
Yep.
So it makes them all one of a kind, too.
I saw that somebody else had one. What was that artist that Kim liked and she took that big painting? Toomey. That artist, Toomey, yeah. He did one for somebody I saw recently. And that Japanese artist, that famous, I can never remember his name. My friend represents him, Eisner, in L.A. He did a few, the Louis Vuitton bags, remember,
right,
with the flowers and that? So it's kind of a trend. I noticed that Kyle had one that said Real Housewife on it was stolen in the... I mean, that would be one way to bust him if they find that
bag. Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, there's only 120 other people you could sell that to.
If they find whoever got that bag from what pawn store or whatever, they could go back with investigators. And I felt so bad for her about that. It really did break my heart. It's really sad.
I loved it when she was calling from the Bahamas to get approval
to
buy the watch.
Oh, she didn't need an approval.
I know, but I thought it was funny she had it postmated to him while they were at dinner. Like, they actually delivered the watch while they were having dinner.
But that's really sad when you collect all those things. They have sentimental value, and then someone just steals them out from under you. Like they say, just don't get attached to physical things. It's hard not to do. In news, a pregnant whale washed up on the Italian tourist spot. I had 49 pounds of plastic in the stomach. Guys, you got to stop using single plastic things. I've been recycling. I mean, I'm not letting them buy plastic anymore. We're going to get the paper straws. We're getting the wood forks and spoons and that, and the only plastic we're going to have around are the ones that are permanent, where you know they're not one use plastic. And I'm trying to move out of plastic on the skincare. The woman tells me that we're developing a skincare packaging that will be biodegradable, and we've been working on it for years. Let's see if it happens.
There's a great new plastic that's coming out. They're making from a mushroom extract, and after a certain period of time, it starts to eat away at the plastic portion of the bottle itself. So that's great.
That would be a good one. Yeah. You know, Pharrell said for a while he was going to make jeans out of plastic, and I don't know whatever happened with that, but he was way on the bandwagon about that. So did you guys read where that dad forced his weeping son to smash his PlayStation as punishment?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think that's right. I think he should have put it away and locked it up or donated it or given it to a kid or something. But you don't just make your kid go destroy something you spend hardworking money on. And the kid loved it and was attached to it, and the kid's weeping. I think the kid's going to hold that against his dad for the rest of his life. I don't agree with that kind of punishment.
Yeah.
A Saudi plane. Oh my God! This is how I was so scared when I had RJ. I was like so nervous all the time that I was just like Sometimes I would even literally put like a ribbon on my hand and on his. Just like what I just don't want to remember that I have him. A Saudi plane had returned to the airport after a passenger realized they left their baby at the terminal.
Oh my God!
Imagine how panicked would you be during the time it took to turn around and go back and get your baby?
Oh my, gosh.
Oh my God.
My parents will kill me. But my grandmother on my dad's side, she had seven kids, and she used to forget them. Like, they'd go out to the store somewhere or something, and she'd lose one of them, have to go back and get
it. Well, seven. See? Oh my God. Times have changed. Yeah. Back then, you could get away with five or six or seven losing them because somebody will bring them home. Yeah. But today's world, they'll snap them up.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
So, you know what? Someone tweeted this out. It's been 7 years since Trayvon Martin's murder. And there have been, like, they listed all the people that were shot, little, mostly black people shot by white cops that didn't need to die. And it really broke my heart. I saw that Tamara Rice on there and that Sandra Bland. Remember, mm-hmm. all she was doing was didn't have her blinker on, or she was missing a light or something, and she wound up dead. And it's very sad. So anyway, in memory of them.
I think we need to do our 5-second break.
All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back.
You know what? I didn't think we were going to have enough to talk about today because my Wi-Fi was down for 2 nights in a row and I couldn't print anything or get up anything. And now look at all this. In news, listen to this. Only in Florida, a 17-foot, 140-pound python was captured at a Florida park.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know that could literally kill? That they can strangle. Like, I mean, that is so dangerous. I can't believe it.
You know, I could get so many shoes.
Let them
Talk
eat
about
cake.
Your bags.
Let them eat cake. A bald eagle was shot to death in Arkansas. The search is on for the shooter. The punishment is a $5,000 or a year in jail. So you can't be shooting the country's bald eagles. 14-year-old boy in Kentucky escaped, I love this, from a kidnapper, identified himself as Timothy Pitson. He went missing 8 years ago at 6 years old, according to BuzzFeed. So this kid was captured at 6 years old. For 8 years, he was kidnapped in Kentucky. He escaped the kidnapper, identified his name as Timothy Pitson, and is back at home. Can you imagine you're the parents of somebody, and for 8 years you're wondering, are they alive? Are they dead? Are they being raped? Are they being tortured? You know, are they starving? Are they in a dungeon? Are they living a life of wonderfulness in some rich family that kidnapped them? What's going on with them? And you're just devastated, and you don't know what to do, and you can't think of anything. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, this kid shows up. 8 years later.
Yeah.
Shows you can't give up hope.
No.
A Vietnamese woman was accused, the one that was accused of using the deadly nerve gas to assassinate the brother, a half-brother of Kim Jong-un. Guess how much time she's getting.
How much?
3 years and 4 months.
Right.
Are you kidding me? If you use tear gas, I mean, what is it called? Not tear gas. Nerve gas. To kill someone, you get 3 years? They're getting 30 years for nothing. I mean, you get ecstasy, you get 10 years. Yeah. This system is screwed up.
We have some questions about the previous story. Actually, I had a question, too. So that's not the one where they found out it wasn't the kid, correct?
As far as I know, that was according to BuzzFeed.
There was one that
look
was in
up.
Indiana.
Timothy Pitson and BuzzFeed reported it.
Yeah.
So no, I think it's the I think it was the kid that just identified himself. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about something really boring. Oh God, politics. I'm so sick of that and Trump right now. Okay, listen to this. Result of Trumponomics. Now this is written by Robert Reich, who's a brainiac. The result of Trump. The largest trade deficit in history, a growing federal deficit and debt, stagnant wages adjusted for inflation, corporations pouring billions into buybacks, meaning they're not giving more jobs with that money, they're not spending more money on marketing and advertising, they're not expanding plants, they're taking their money and putting it in their pocket. Million-class families lost billions in refunds on their taxes and huge executive bonuses. How, if you're in the middle class and your taxes are going up, how can you support this administration? Okay, here was another tweet that I like from Safety Pin Daily. Vengeful Trump is blackballing disloyal conservative operatives like Rick Taylor. So, if you go on and you're a Republican and you criticize Trump in any way, he blackballs you and trashes you. Josh Moon, here's what I know about good journalists. The tools that they're required mostly can't be taught by schools. So, what he was commenting on is Trump trashing the journalist. I just can't with people. In politics, Slovenia immigrant Melania's father was a card-carrying, are you listening to this? Card-carrying member of the Slovenia Communist Party. Her parents got U.S. citizenship given to them by Donald J. Trump in 2018 under the family unification and the chain migration rules. So her dad, a card-carrying member of the Slovenia Communist Party, can just get rubber-stamped at the top of the list for a citizenship while other people fleeing for asylum for murder and rape are in a cage. What is wrong with this country that we accept that? I mean, I can't. Oh, and then I read that Senator McCain, you know, that died a few months ago, his dog, Burma, recently died. He just died last week.
Oh,
and they said he never left his side.
Oh, no.
Here's another one. Southwest flight attendant was preparing to collect beverage cups before landing, and she advised the passengers, listen to this, Southwest, you got to love Southwest, drink up like Judge Kavanaugh. Drink up and hand me those cups. Oh, my God. Now, Trump said he's going to close the Mexican border. If he does, we would run out of avocados in 3 weeks. Freda would have to move to Mexico. She couldn't go without an avocado a day. $1.7 billion in goods flow across the border every single day. So we would be, the U.S. economy, losing $1.7 billion of goods every single day if he closed the border. But he runs out and says he's going to close it. Then when people educate him on what it means, well, now I'm just going to put 25% on the tariffs of the cars. Well, then when they educate him on that, he changes it again. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. He is incompetent, dying. He's like a bull in a china cabinet running through just wrecking everything in the White House. I just can't with him. 90% of all of our avocados come from Mexico. Award-winning journalist Jane Mayers reports that Fox News gave Trump debate questions in advance and then protected him by refusing to run the Stormy Daniels story. Is anyone surprised by that? Oh, can't.
No.
No one's surprised by that. Oh, God. Okay.
Deb Smith asks, did you see Meghan McCain snap at Joy on The View?
No. What'd she snap about?
They had a big blow-up this week. So
about what?
Just one of normal political stuff. That the border was what they were fighting over.
You know what, Meghan McCain? Next. Yeah. You're there because of your family, number one. Number two, you keep enabling a Republican Party that trashed your father to the core, and not very few people stood up for him, and you still to continue to enable them and support them and be a Republican and all that nonsense. Be an independent, be a Democrat, or be nothing. You can't be a Republican when they did that to your father and then fight with people over anything the Republican Party does. Anybody that's still part of the Republican Party is complicit with what's going on, and that includes you, Megan.
Sylvie Daughtry, he says, politics. And then she laughs and says, come here and try Brexit. She lives over in the UK.
Oh, I can only imagine.
That's a mess over there, too.
Well, remember, too, Brexit was also started by bots and Russian interference and all of that.
Cambridge Analytics.
That these people, Cambridge Analytics, they have basically influenced our election, putting Trump in, and Brexit, creating Brexit.
Yes.
Whether you're for Brexit or not, I don't. That's not my point. My point is it should be up to the citizens of the UK to decide. It shouldn't be up fucking Russian bots and fake and phony news going through their system over there, influencing voters' minds, like what happened here. You remember that Representative Matt Gaetz from North Florida that I cannot stand? I mean, I really can't stand him. He's been given 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 speeding tickets, stop sign tickets, not wearing seatbelt tickets, driving unsafe car tickets, careless driving, has no proof of insurance, and apparently they've squashed and hidden and purged his DUIs. And this guy's running around supporting Trump. This is the Republican Party today. I just can't. I mean, the old Republican Party. Remember the old Republican Party? I mean, even if you didn't agree with them, they had class and dignity. You know, they had the Ronald Reagan, and they had Arlen Specter, and they had John McCain, and they had, like, respectable people. They've just become trailer trash. Horrible. I mean, Stephen Miller is running the immigration policy. This is a guy that is racist to the core, and he's caging people. They fire Christian, what's her name? Because she wasn't doing enough about immigration. In other words, if gassing babies that don't have shoes on their feet and their mothers running isn't enough, and putting them in cages and taking them from their parents and not even tracking down their name and number with the parents and how to put them back together later, if all that's not enough, Stephen Miller, what do you want, a firing squad? Make no mistake about it. These are concentration camps. They're just cages. That's all. And it's just never enough with these people. I just can't believe these people. When I make promises, I keep them, Trump says. And there's a picture of him with Pinocchio nose here. Everyone will have health care. Well, now they want to cancel health care, and they're going to come up with a new plan after the election. If you fall for that, you deserve not to have health care. If you are stupid enough to believe that they're going to come up with a health care plan after the election, you are stupid, and you deserve not to have health care. We know they're not going to come up with health care, just like we knew they weren't going to give a middle class tax cut, okay? So they're lying. They're just lying to you. Everyone, Mexico will pay for the wall. If you believe Mexico is going to pay for the wall, you were conned. We knew Mexico was going to pay. Wait, Mexico's going to write out a check for the wall? Oh, U.S. Street Steel is building 6 new plants. U.S. Steel's leaving the country. These are all promises Trump made. North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. Remember that? Trump was going to get a Nobel Prize for putting an end to no wall by going over there and telling Kim Jong-un, oh, we can build a big, beautiful hotel right here in the middle of this beautiful country, and you're going to get rid of your nuclear weapons, and, oh, he's just crazy. I'll bring back coal jobs. Coal jobs are leaving. They're not going to be coming back, nor should they, because we should be putting people that were doing coal and ruining their lives and ruining their lungs and dying at early ages, we should be funding them and financing them and putting them into new clean energy businesses or retiring them for the debt they paid to the world. Another lie, he says. I will eliminate the national debt. The national debt is up $3 trillion and counting. It's easy to win a tariff war. The farmers are bankrupt. We haven't subsidized them enough to make up for it. And even if you do, the farm, some of them will never come back. Another lie. If elected, I'll release my taxes. Now he's going to go to the Supreme Court to hide his taxes. Why? Because he's a fraud. And when it shows that he is not worth all those billions of dollars and he's in debt and the rest of it, the party's going to be over because con. He's been conned.
Yep.
I will defeat ISIS in 30 days. These are just a few of Trump's promises.
People, Andrea Skous says, yes, preach. And Alex Pledger says, I love it when you swear. It's just as shocking as when your classy aunt comes over and is a glass of Pinot in and drops the F-bomb.
I can't help it. Even Roy Jr., he goes, Mom. I'm like, I can't help it. Okay, now I'm going to leave you with one last thought. We're going to leave a little early. This is hilarious. So George Conway, my prediction is that wife of his is going to leave the White House eventually. She can't go home and listen to her husband criticize Trump all night every night and go there and put
she's
up
gonna
with
Trump. She's going to leave one of the houses.
She's going to leave one of the houses. And I think it's going to be the White House, because I think that she's seen it all and heard it all, and she's a hired gun doing her job, but there's no way in hell that she thinks he's competent. There's just no way.
Yeah, listen, she had a career at the White House before this administration years ago. So she, you know, she's seasoned. She knows what's going on back
there. Yeah, but you know, the fact that she's complicit and still defending him, it's going to tarnish her forever. So listen to this. George Conway tweeted out a little rant from Trump. I just want to show you what kind of president, the chaos and the craziness going on in the White House. This is what Trump's on his camp. He's at one of his rallies. He's going, Hillary wanted you to put up wind. Wind. If you have windmills anywhere near your house, congratulations. Your house just went down 75% in value. And they say the noise can cause cancer. You tell me that one, right? Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the thing that makes that, you know, it's just so noisy. And this is Trump talking. And you know, of course, it's like a graveyard. It's like a graveyard for the birds. You know, you love birds. You never want to walk under a windmill because it's very, very sad. Sad sight. It's like a cemetery. We put a little statue up for the poor birds. It's true. You know, in California, if you shoot a bald eagle, they put you in jail for 5 years, and yet the windmill pipes just wipe them all out. It's just true. They just wipe them all out. It's just terrible. And I told the other day at the CPAC, great people at CPAC, we had an incredible thing. I had nothing to do. It was on a Saturday morning. I just got back from dealing with Kim Jong-un, and we had a walk. He wasn't ready for a deal, but that's okay, because we get along great. He wasn't ready. I told him, you know, you're not ready for a deal. That's the first time anybody has ever told him that and just left. Well, you know, it just happened to him before. Nobody ever left him before. You know, this is Trump talking, your president. But I said, you know, you're not ready for a deal, but we'll make a deal. We'll have a good relationship. We'll have good relationships. But, you know, I told you that story at CPAC, and the woman, and, you know, she wants to watch television. And then, you know, she says to her husband, and, you know, is the wind blowing? I'd love to watch a show tonight, darling. But the wind hasn't been blown for 3 days. I can't watch television, darling, the wind has to blow. No, the wind's no good. You know, you have no idea how expensive it is to make those things. And they're all made out of China and Germany. But, you know, just in case, you know, we'll make them here. Well, essentially, we'll make them here. Well, by the way, the carbon and all those things flying up in the air, you know, the carbon footprint. Well, President Obama used to talk about the carbon footprint. And then he'd hop on Air Force One, a big 747, and he'd fly off to Hawaii and play around a golf. You tell me about a carbon footprint. Well, does this guy have no self-awareness whatsoever?
No, not at all.
Oh, my God! I can't. That was your president in his exact words.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live does not need script writers. They just need to stenographers to sit around and write everything Trump says, and actors to go and play all these people in the White House, and they've got a weekly Trump is not running a government. He's running a reality show. He produces it every day from the White House, and he'll do anything. Look at that Kristen Nielsen. He puts her on a plane, takes her down there, exploits her, makes her the face of the cages, and then the next day kicks her to the curb.
Yep.
If you think Trump's ever going to be loyal to you...
I saw him the other night talking about, like, when he fired the head of the Secret Service. He said he should hire the person that worked the front desk at Mar-a-Lago, because she's the one that captured that lady that had the flash drive and that got in there to try to put the malware in and stuff a few weeks ago.
And these are people risking their lives to protect his life, and he's criticizing them and throwing one under the bus and trying to make them look like fools. I can't stand him. And you guys get out, sign up for any campaign. I don't care what campaign it is, what Democrat you want to support, and let's all work ourselves to the bone. And when whoever gets the nomination, like them or not, we're going to get behind them, we're going to vote for them, and we're going to get rid of this guy who is destroying the country, destroying democracy, destroying our reputation around the world. And by the way, while he's doing all this, the climate's getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and we're going to have problems for future generations with the climate change. There's my rant for the day.
Just a little clarification on the promo code.
Yeah.
It's podcast. It'll be for our $75 Sudden Youth mask. And if you're not in the United States, you will have to email Jason at hello@leeblack.com to place the order, because we have to do those transactions.
And that face mask is 8 to 10 facials. that you put on an upward and outward strokes and put it on half your face the first time, and you'll notice your brow will be higher, the jawline will be more contoured, the skin will be lifted, the pores will be cleaned out and reduced, and you'll notice a huge difference on half the face. And when, in 20 minutes, and let it dry and wash it off and put your moisture lotion on, you will notice a difference in 20 minutes, and that's why it's so popular, and it's why we've never discounted it. But you get 8 to 10 facials.
And I do want to just say that that is specific to the U.S. site, and if you're in the United Kingdom, you can always shop with Emily. I think she's actually watching right now. Hi, Emily. And
hi,
you can
Emily.
Shop on the U.K. site, and it saves you on shipping and all.
Yeah, but she doesn't have the discounts
she does
we have.
Not have
because the freight, the duty,
right.
Getting it there, customs, she can't. Yeah. Okay, guys, we love you. We'll see you next Wednesday live at noon Eastern Time on Facebook. And please share this podcast, and please comment to us on our social media, and please go to our website at leahblack.com. And come here, little boy, and say hi. To little baby Black. Say bye. Bye. Aww.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.